Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. I love when we have repeat guests that are on the show here, too. And she's a great friend of mine, and I'm sure yours, too, that are listening out there. So we have Dr. Jill Clark that's with us, Founder and Chief Veterinary Officer of Ignite. How are you, Jill?
I am amazing, Adam. It's always so good to be with you.
Always so good to see you too and hear your voice. And I remember squeezing you when I saw you at Western States.
I know.
You and your husband are so much fun. I love it. And you know, this we're going to chat about to our listeners out there, a piece of the teamwork that is so crucial. And a huge shout out to the CSRs, the client service representatives or receptionists. They are so crucial to the team, right, Jill?
It's amazing. I think they're really sometimes overlooked, unfortunately. But when I was practicing, they made or break would make or break my day. You know, if that front desk team was on it, they could help my day go smoothly, or it would be a total chaos. So I really feel like they are vital, and that we've neglected them, and we need to show them some love.
Yeah, I agree. They are like literally the nucleus to a practice. You know, they can make that cell explode with a runaway schedule, or they can wrangle it in and do the best they can. But sometimes they may not necessarily have the appropriate skill set or the know-how on how to do it. And I love what we're about to talk about, too, is we're going to talk about having their own education. So tell our listeners about that.
Yeah. You may know that we started Ignite. We started the VRCE program, Veterinary Receptionist Certificate of Excellence program. And really it was born out of my years of operating multi-site practices, Adam, and just all of the things I saw over that time that caused me to have a little bit of heartbreak for that particular role, because we throw them in with angry clients, presenting big bills that they weren't prepared for, all kinds of things, a lot of emotion at the front desk. They're the first person our clients see and the last person our clients see when they leave. And we give them the least education, which was just, like I said, a little heartbreaking. So we made that a priority at Ignite to get that started. And it's just been amazing. We've taken these orphans of education and giving them what they probably always wanted. And the kind of feedback we've been getting in our study groups is just amazing. Like we'll have CSRs who say, I've always wanted to know what that word meant. I've always wanted to know how to do that. I never knew how to talk about the value of my doctor's services, but now I do, and I'm speaking in a new language and people are saying yes to me. So they're just they've been so hungry. And I think that's what kind of makes my day these days is seeing these guys being fulfilled and seeing this as a career instead of a kind of a transitory job.
I like what you said, that their hunger for education, because I will tell you, from being in these practices and working, they're probably the hungriest department for education. They really are. When we have our team meetings, I feel like they're really tuned in. I mean, everyone's really on page, but I feel because of the fact that they may feel that they've been left out, you know? And so they want to do what's best. And to your point, these are our team members that are answering the phones, being invoiced at checkout, dealing with end of life care. The list goes on. I mean, difficult conversations that they have to have. So I think it's wonderful that you have this education. So Jill, we have CSRs that are both in the general practice space, and then they're also in the ER practice space. So what does that look like to you overall?
Well, so we have our VRCE for general practice, and that's been amazing. Certainly, I think any CSR is the orphan of education, but if you look at specialty and ER, those guys are really the orphans of education, because so little of education in veterinary medicine is geared towards specialty and ER, even though specialty and ER right now makes up a huge portion of the revenues in veterinary medicine. But let's think about those guys, because you take a specialty ER CSR, they're typically dealing with a higher volume of caseload, a much higher average transaction per case. So when they have to present a bill to someone, it's usually in the thousands instead of the hundreds. They are dealing with the referring DVM and the client for the client experience, which, by the way, I think the client experience is the new competitive advantage for veterinary medicine. It's not equipment or your facility anymore, but how amazing you can make that client feel. And now they've got two constituents for that. They've got all these high emotions because many of them are dealing with oncology and other specialties that have, you know, it's just, it's an emotional turmoil for those owners that bring pets in those cases. And then they don't have those client relationships to draw on, Adam. Like, you know, in general practice, you see generations of pet owners bringing their pets in to see you. And then in specialty or ER, you see them once or twice. You don't get that kind of warm, fuzzy feeling that, oh, Adam's coming in this morning. I'm so excited to find out how his son's little league was or whatever. But that doesn't happen for those CSRs in specialty. So it's a different animal. It needs different education.
You know, I'm literally having an aha moment right now. I did not think of it that way with the CSRs, and you hit the nail on the head. I mean, how many times when I hear the front desk say like, oh, Mrs. Smith, Dr. Chris, you know her. She, you know, she's coming in with an ear problem. Like, you just know the relationship. You're building that rapport. And like you were just talking about, all about the client experience. So you want to make sure you not only meet, but exceed their expectations. So if you know a little bit about how these pet parents are ahead of time, you can really wow them. But when they're a CSR receptionist at a specialty hospital, it's like going in blind. It really is. Wow.
Yeah. Different struggles, I think, for those folks. And it's just, we're known in veterinary medicine for this shotgun approach to learning, which is we're going to lecture at the veterinarian and we're just going to pray that the rest of the team gets something out of it. And I think there's so many things wrong with that, but I think having something specifically for your particular job role starts to cement in your mind that this could be a career for you instead of just a job.
It is. It really is a career. And especially now that you have that wonderful program and certification at Ignite, I think that's wonderful. So I've heard you say this before. You talk about the myth of CSR education. So what is that myth?
I hear this a lot, Adam, from our members. Well, if I train my CSR, they're just going to leave. So I'm not going to train them. But then we all know that they leave because they didn't get trained. So it's this kind of vicious cycle that I think we have in our minds because so many people have left us. But if we don't train them and give them the tools to deal with some of these situations, and especially in today's world where clients are just taking their anger out sometimes with people that are on the front lines like them, then of course they're going to leave. So I guess the myth is don't be afraid to train your staff well in thinking that you're going to waste time and dollars. Train them and then do everything you can to keep them right there. And I'll tell you, our students are actually saying that. So we do a pre and post survey of our students, and they are actually saying, this has made me want to stay in veterinary medicine. Yes. So even something as simple as our veterinary terminology course, we're having our students say, I'm now talking to the doctor in a language that you know is more professional, and he's involving me in more things. So there, just the simple thing of teaching them terminology is causing them for their employers to see them as more long-term committed employees. So they're treating them differently.
To the listeners, I'm smiling from ear to ear because I'm such a big advocate for education. So when you hear that, I mean, how does that make you feel, Jill? Like knowing that you're doing that, you and your team are doing this. I mean, that's just fantastic.
I can't even tell you, Adam. We have so one of the great things about what we've got going on is we've got a study group where we all interact any time of day, all times of day. Sometimes at 2 a.m. in the morning, our CSRs are on there talking to each other or to their instructors. But the things they're saying, if I need a boost for the day, I get on the CSR study group. Because they are helping each other and supporting each other and sharing things and come on, we can do this. And it's just a community that is like no other. And that's why it just caused me to be more and more and more passionate about helping this particular group.
Well, thank you for doing this too. It's much needed too. And it's giving them the tools, it's empowering them, it's giving the emotional intelligence that they need to deal with difficult situations. I love it. So, you know, with the development that you have now, how do you see this role of the CSR evolving in veterinary medicine? Because now you're really empowering them. So what does it look like to the future for them, in, for you?
So I would say, and I say this to everybody, but I would say that we have long overlooked the revenue generating potential of a CSR. And I mean, these guys can generate revenue like our veterinarians can, if properly trained. And then again, I just said, I think the competitive advantage in today's modern veterinary world is client experience. And they are definitely the leaders of that and can be. If they are highly educated on client experience, then they can change your net promoter scores, your return visits, you know, many aspects of that. And then I think we'll move to a point in the future where the CSRs become advanced scheduling gurus, where our practices run much more efficiently. We can actually can move clients through much better and much with a higher client experience quotient to it than we do today. And I think that's going to take a lot of pressure off veterinarians when that's more organized. So those are just three of a million things that I think that these guys are going to be the masters of in the future.
It's incredible. I think of, you know, I've had situations of clients that said, Dr. Christman, I only came here just to see you. I didn't want to deal with some of your support staff too. And this happens, you know, and when you provide them with this skill set that you're talking about too, some of them, to your point too, Jill, is like, they just don't know.
Yep, you're right.
No. And so when you provide them with this level of continuing education, I want to stress the role of continuing, because it just doesn't stop with a module. It's always a continuing process. And that's what your courses do. And I love that. It really makes them stay valued. They're going to be your biggest brand champions for your hospital.
Yes. And that's the thing is, and I want to work towards getting this. It's right now it's a certificate program, but CSRs desperately need a voice in veterinary space, a governing body or at least an education governing body, something that says we have a seat at the table. So my ultimate goal would be to make sure that that happens, but these guys really are extremely valuable to the practices. And I think people think, oh, well, I'm going to train them to, they're going to answer the phone better, or they're going to file better, but that's such small thinking compared to what this particular group of people can do.
Yeah. Have you noticed, I've noticed this in my opinion too, over the years, is that I've been calling quite a few of these receptionists techceptionists, because their skill set has been, they didn't think they were going to want to do anything in the treatment area, but when they walk around and they're invoicing clients out there, like, I would like to learn how to restrain a little bit. I can help. And have you noticed that? And what does that do to the team overall?
Well, we have a portion of our program that's at cross training with some basic animal handling. And because we know that even on the specialty CR side, you know, how to go through, be a CPR scribe, because we know there's moments when that's the person who's available to help. And we want them to be prepared to jump in and wow their employers and, you know, cause them to have, you know, an advancement to their career path. But there's so much that they can do that we don't in today's world think of. I think once we kind of get the epiphany of that, that's going to be, it'll be a game changer for them.
Yeah, it really will be. I can't think of, I'm thinking about this again too, another aha. You're talking about no governing body for CSR. I'm like, you know, she's right. There needs to be, so they have that voice, that platform. We're talking about, we're living in a world of inclusiveness, and they should be invited to the supper table with their organization as well, just like for technicians and assistants and veterinarians, the list goes on. I think we're onto something, Dr. Clark.
I mean, it's just, I think there's a lot of great people out in our space that could help get that together. And I'm trying to collect as many of those people as possible to see what that looks like. And it needs to be independent and be something that's legitimate, because this needs to be a career.
Yes, it does need to be a career. And, you know, it starts with the education that you're providing with this group of team members here. So to our listeners, too, while we're wrapping up, tell everybody where we can learn more about the program, as well as yourself, as well as Ignite.
VRCE.vet is a great place to look and see our curriculum, the course catalog, all the different pieces and parts of that, as well as IgniteVet.com. And IgniteVet.com has all the information about all of our product line and some exciting things coming up this summer for veterinarians and technicians. But right now we're focused on getting these two big VRCE ones for specialty ER and GP.
I want to just mention again how much I love the Ignite app too. So I'm in there as well as Ask the GP, the general practitioner. And to the listeners that aren't members, you're missing out because there's a lot of great chatter that happens too. It's a very authentic and transparent conversation. Like, what's wrong with this case? Or you'll have members from companies that'll say, happy to support, provide you with tools, PDFs, handouts. No point reinventing the wheel on certain things. There's some great videos that are dropped, conversations, webinars, the list goes on. So I just wanted to give you the plug for that because if you don't check it out, please download it. It reminds me, almost looks like to our listeners, like a Facebook app is really what it looks like. And then there's just like cuteness overload of pictures. It's a community that you built. So bravo, Dr. Clark. It's not easy to do that.
Yeah, it looks like Facebook, but it's not. It has such high functionality and it takes huge video files. And so we find that our people who have technicians or veterinarians, either one on the that particular point of care app, they're able to upload their cases in totality, including the videos. So, I mean, it's such a great case. You can see the complete case altogether, including the video, MR, CT, fluoroscopy, whatever, in one place. And it really lets, I think, our boarded specialists respond to that in a more meaningful way than just text. So we're excited to see where that goes. That one's going to be really big by July. We've got a lot of great things to add on to that one too.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, I'll be tuning in. So thank you so much. Dr. Joe Clark, thank you for everything that you do. You know, you're a pioneer in the veterinary space and I love chatting with you. This has been great.
Well, you're one of the best. I'm really honored to be on your program here today.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Please rate this podcast. That as always helps us out too significantly. We appreciate it. And we will see you next week on the Vet Blast podcast. Stay awesome, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay awesome.